Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Beach and Company, and I'm Sandy Beach, back from the John Prine concert. That was Friday night. I'm still coming down from that, yeah. I don't go to a lot of shows anymore, but wouldn't miss John Prine. He was in better voice than I expected him to be, and wait till I tell you about his opening act. If you're a Seinfeld fan, you'll want to know about that.
News Talk 930 presents to you now, Sandy Beach.
All right, it is Beach and Company. I'm Sandy Beach. Tony is exhausted already from leaves. Leaves own Tony. In the fall, when they come down, they go in his gutter. He has to go up and get rid of them. And then the little helicopter things come down. He's got to go up there and get rid of them. Now, at least he has a son that can help him. But if you ever buy another house, don't have it anywhere near a tree, Tony.
No, it's my next house would be an open field.
Yeah, seriously, that's my thought. Is that if I ever sell the house I'm in now, and I like the house I'm in now, but if I ever sell it, it won't be within falling distance of any tree for 20 years. I figure by 20 years it won't be a problem for me.
Yeah, my knees were saying this is no fun.
Yeah, so remember, Tony, the old days when you used to rub it in. Oh, yeah, the big storm. I had a nice hot cup of coffee, and I was looking out the screen door watching everybody else in trouble. And now...
Yeah, now I'm getting payback.
Now it's you, see?
Yeah.
That's the way it goes. Beamer, you and Brenda on the Hardline over the weekend. How did it go?
It was a great show, I think. It was fun. It was great to be able to talk to Lynn Dixon and County Executive Mark Poloncarz.
I hope when you had Poloncarz on, you gave him my best.
I did. Did you? I said, Sandy wishes his best and would like to book you for his show.
I would love to be there. You know, it would have been nice. I would have brought a fruit basket or something to show how much we care. Warm and fuzzy for Mr. P.
But I have to say, I think we asked a few questions that listeners were hoping for. And like I said, I'd like to have both of them back on, maybe even in studio before the election.
Well, here's a clue. You know, when you have somebody in the studio, it's good to ask them questions. Otherwise, they'll wonder why they're there. So, yeah. Who was tougher, you or Brenda?
I think we were equally tough. I mean,
good.
We both asked different questions to each to the opponent and to the
his favorite flavor of kale.
She did not. I was going to ask their favorite Debbie Gibson song, but we ran out of a little time. So,
I go to see John Prine. I've been a John Prine fan since John Prine started in the 70s. I have all of his stuff on every format. Because every time a new format would come out, I'd have to go and get all John Prine's catalog on that format. So I have it on vinyl, have it on cassette, have it on CD, have it on DVD. And that's that. But I love John Prine. I know all of his songs. He had a female singer open for him. First of all, I don't know about you, but when I go to a concert, I don't want an opening act. You know, I don't know who they are. I don't care about them. I don't know their catalog or anything. So that's nice that they're in show business, but I just want the big act on, okay? So she came out, and I noticed her right away. And one of the reasons I noticed her was what she was wearing, or actually what she wasn't wearing. She had jeans on, very nice, and she had, like, a shirt, very nice, and that's it. She had just a bra on. Really, I thought Sue Ann Miski from Seinfeld was there. And now she came out on her own set wearing a bra. Now when she came out to accompany John on a couple of songs, she had something on underneath it. So I think she was trying to make an impact with the crowd. You guys like that? Do you like an opening act or not? He should have had like a comedian, I think. A comedian would have played better. What do you guys think?
Sometimes the opening act can outdo the headliner. I saw Leonard Skinner open for ZZ Top.
Oh, that's good.
And I thought, this is a big mistake. There is no way anyone can follow Freebird. After Freebird, it's Shut the Lights Out, Go Home. But you come down from there, you know, you have that great song, and then going into ZZ Top. And I love ZZ Top, but I felt it was a disappointment.
Yeah, you got to be careful who you're putting in front of you that they don't steal the show. How about you, Buzzy? You go to a lot of shows. Do you like an opening act?
I like an opening act. I like the opening comedian. Metallica did that with Jim Brewer.
That's the way to do it.
But I also like the way the concert on Friday was. It was New Kids on the Block, the main act.
Who would dare open for them?
Starting and ending. But during the show, they would go on a break and someone would come do a song or two. I liked that technique as well.
All right, so we have a split vote on it, but it was good, and it's at Shea's Buffalo, which is a nice venue.
Sue Ellen, you know.
Sue Ellen Mischke.
That's a bra. Yeah, I know.
Yeah, I know. Why are you wearing it on the outside? She didn't wear one at all. No, she had one, but it was underneath her shirt.
Well, but Sue Ellen would not wear a bra.
And then at all.
Elaine gave her one
and
as a gift.
And she wore it while somebody was driving down the street and almost crashed, right?
Sue Ellen, we hate each other. You don't wear a bra.
All right, when we come back, there's crime running rampant in Amherst. I know this because it's chronicled here in the police blotter, which is the official log of the Amherst PD. I got it right here in my hand. And we'll be back with that and more on News Radio 930 WBEN. It is Beach & Company. We're getting a little too sensitive, a little too politically correct. It's a little goofy, isn't it? You're telling me something about the NBA, the National Basketball Association.
Yes, Adam Silver just came out, this according to Fox Sports and TMZ. The NBA has banned the term owner, as in team owner, because it is racially insensitive. It has replaced it with governor.
You're kidding me. That's a real story.
This is a 100% real story. Clay Travis said, you can't even... In American society, it's wild that leagues don't understand how many fans they lose over stupidity like this. No one with a functioning brain is offended by the term owner.
Exactly. You own the team. You hold a contract of each member of the team, but you don't own them. You do have ownership of their services, however. All right, they can't have their services somewhere else because you have a contract with them. That's ridiculous. Are we getting that dumb? Well, what about it, Tony? Are we getting really that dumb?
Yes, yeah, we really are.
The hell's wrong? Something's wrong. I mean, really, we've had team sports forever. The person who buys the team owns the team, okay? There's no mistake about that. They'll have to change all the contracts because I'm sure they say owner on them. So now what are they called? The governor?
It's the team governor, yes.
Another reason not to watch the NBA.
Yeah, you wonder about the NBA. Now, the police blotter. I have it here in my hot little hand. First of all, this is published every week in the Amherst Bee, the local Bee. And it's the police blotter for the Amherst Police Department. These are real stories. These things really happen. Now, I know many of you are saying, how crime-ridden is Amherst with stories like this. Here on Tuesday, June 11th, at a Niagara Falls Boulevard business, a complainant said, a man threw a cup on the ground. Yeah. And it splashed onto his vehicle. When the complainant asked him to pick it up, he said the man got in his face. Can you imagine that? That had to be high drama, don't you think?
Yes.
Is that your cup? Yes, it is. Pick it up. Hey, I'm going to get in your face. I mean, please. How would you like to be the cop that has to go on the dropped cup call? Well, that was on that day.
Did they need backup?
Also on the same day, Tony, another crime committed. First of all, I wonder if it's a legal cup that he dropped, you know, one that can be recycled or not. That's not in the story. A second story on the same day, a resident of Fruitwood Terrace reported that a resident on the street came to her house and started swearing at her.
Cool.
Yeah. The complainant said the neighbor was mad because the kids threw grass in the street. So their kids are out there playing, throw a little grass in the street, and the neighbors got mad, so they came over and started swearing at the homeowner. It sounds like the hood there, and it's only on Fruitwood Terrace. This story is amazing. On June 12th, you thought it was a quiet day, didn't you? But it wasn't. A resident of Windsor Avenue said her neighbor has grapes growing between their fences. She reported that the neighbor's fence for grapes is on her property and that the neighborhood walks on her property to get the grapes. I can't imagine this kind of crime. It's just running rampant.
It's out of hand.
I think, what's going to happen? We got to move.
We need a task force.
Illegal grapes on your property? And then you are the graper, he is the grapee, and he comes over here and starts taking grapes off of a vine that is on your property. But he claims it's ever get into a neighborhood squabble like that?
You know, I mean, at the very least, offer some grapes, right? I mean, this just seems so un-American.
A handful of grapes.
Yeah.
You know, peeled grapes. You know, peel them for your neighbor. You don't save them for sex. Peel them for your neighbor.
I'm not peeling a grape.
Well, then tie a knot in a cherry. Try that sometime. Can you do that one, Tony?
No, I tried tying a yellow ribbon around the oak tree.
Though. Oh, yeah. On the old oak tree. Not just any. The old oak tree.
Yeah, old oak
tree. So you got grape complaints? So you got complaints about spilled water? I mean, I don't know. I don't know if I dare drive through the neighborhood again.
I'll tell you, I'm not surprised, though. Some people can be very, can go to their attic, pull out the map that they got from the town that shows where their line is.
Well, you know what happens, too? When your house is sold, they do a survey. Okay, exactly what is your property? Well, the house next door to me has just been sold. And when they did the survey, they put this big stake. This gigundous stake in the ground, and I'm figuring, okay, they just want the new owners to see where their property ends or whatever. It's been there a few weeks. I don't know. It's an ugly stake. It's not a good-looking stake.
It's not a ribeye?
No, it's not a ribeye, and it's not a filet either.
Oh, man.
I love a filet mignon. Wouldn't it be funny to put a ribeye steak in the ground? No, when you have new neighbors, it'd be really fun to just have a little fun if you knew they had a sense of humor. See, you don't.
That's the problem.
You don't know. But if you did know, you'd go over there wearing bib overalls and, just going good old boy, junior sample stuff. I think that would be fun, don't you?
Yeah, it would be.
Yeah, but if they don't have a good sense of humor, that would be something that will last forever.
I'm lucky I've got good neighbors.
Yeah, I do too. I always have. I've lucked out my whole life. I only lived in one place. I had a bad neighbor. He used to complain all the time when snow coming out of the sky fell in his yard. like I had anything to do with that. The most I had to do with that is read the forecast when I was on the air. So yeah, it was that, and also leaves. He happened to be downwind, and so the wind would blow across all the neighbors' yards, and they'd end up in his, which was the last yard. It's not my fault. I don't direct the wind. But that's the only neighborhood problem I ever had.
I had a bad one. Thankfully, he moved out, and now my next-door neighbors are really nice. But he used to call the cops on
what?
Me, Jeannie, or my mother-in-law, after I think when Samantha was born, she stayed over a couple of nights. And there's no signage on our street to let you know which side to park on. So he would call the cops the minute after it.
Get out.
Yes, and we'd wake up and get tickets.
Get a ticket?
But it's funny, since he moved out, nobody on our street has received a parking ticket.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, you got to be a good neighbor.
What a coincidence.
I try and be a good neighbor. I do. I do the best I can. I expect others to be good neighbors. I've always had good neighbors.
Yeah, I try to be a very polite neighbor. I'll cut their front lawn if it needs be. Get the snowblower out, do their side of the driveway, sidewalks.
Why don't you move next to me? That sounds like a good deal for your neighbor.
Okay.
Yeah, that would be very nice.
Yeah, you'd love to have me next door.
Oh, yeah, that would be my favorite thing.
I would come over to borrow a cup of sugar.
Yeah, and I'd ask, Tony, can you please get some of these leaves out of the gutter?
No, your gutters are high.
They are. I only have one set of low gutters where you could reach with a regular ladder. The others are like two floors up. I don't think that's something I want to do.
Well, one discovery I made while doing that yesterday is I have a couple of branches that are pressing on lines going from the pole to the house.
You better get that taken care of.
So I'm going to call National Grid after the show and get that taken care of.
All right, now we got all of our housekeeping stuff done. Now, when we come back and we start the show in about a minute, we're going to talk about the Pope and something that people have been saying to the Pope. Mr. Pope, can you please see to it that the Catholic Church can do this? And so far it hasn't happened. Well, guess what? It's starting to happen. This may be what we call a slippery slope. Once you do one, then all of a sudden, oh, yeah, well, I have a similar case to make. Can we do this? And suddenly the slippery slope, it's full tilt. You're going 100 miles an hour and you don't know where you started. That sounds like a John Prine song to me. We'll be back with more Talking the Pope on News Radio 930 WBEN.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Back with Beach and Company, somebody texted, my neighbor's mosquitoes are coming into my yard. I can see, that's a call. That's a call ready for the police to come out and check out. Now, who out there I have two people I'm working with. Raise your hand if you saw Nick Willenda and his sister do the tightrope. Okay, you did?
Yep.
You did not.
I forgot it was on.
You forgot? Well, it's not The Bachelor, I understand, but...
Same network.
Yeah. Well, first of all, you got to give them a lot of credit. That takes real guts, and they're in Times Square. Now, here's the thing that impressed me the most, and it probably wouldn't be the thing that impressed you the most, but it impressed me. So Nick Willenda starts at one end of the wire. His sister is on the other end of the wire, and they're walking toward each other, and they got those big balancing poles, okay? They weigh 38 pounds each, we found out, okay? Now, when they get where they meet, somewhere, not in the center, but somewhere over the crowd, they actually trade places. They, even with these big poles, and they're on a tight wire, they actually trade places.
Yeah, and he had to unhook her tether
In order to do it, he had to unhook her tether. Now, here's the thing. The thing that impressed me was when she got there, she sat down on the wire, okay? She sat down on the wire, and then she stood up on the wire. I can barely get up from a chair, let alone, a wire hanging over Times Square. I thought that was amazing.
Yeah, she's waving to the crowd while sitting down.
Now, she was nervous because this is her first time on the wire since she was nearly killed. It was nearly fatal. So she was a little nervous. You could tell that. And Nick seemed solid as Nick always is. And she was solid too, but you could tell by her voice. It was not the same level as his. But I thought it was really a good, a good display, except for one thing. I'm not trying to sound grotesque or anything. I said, if he or she falls off the wire, look at how many people are beneath them. And then I found out that New York State requires them to be tethered. So they were actually tethered, so even if their foot came off the wire, they would still have control enough to get back up on the wire. I felt good about it. Nobody wants to see anybody fall, certainly. But I'm thinking, what's going on with that? And then as I look down, there's tens of thousands of people there. But directly under the walkers, there was a path with nothing. And I have a feeling they asked the same question I did. What happens if anybody falls? It would be fatal not only for the person that falls, but anybody standing underneath. looking up going, oh, this is, ah, I don't like this.
Yeah, I had explained that to Nicholas.
Did you notice that too?
Yeah.
Now, they are very good.
I mean, yeah, they are.
Remember when he crossed the Niagara Falls here? They're good with PR. They're fabulous on the wire. Real showman. And I thought they did a really good job. It was a lot of fun to watch.
It looked neat.
It did. You don't want anything to happen, but you watch it. Why do you watch it? In case anything
fall.
Does. Yeah. That's what you. It's just like watching a NASCAR race. By the way, DW is done. He's retired. Did you know that?
No, I didn't.
Yeah. Yesterday was his last. Broadcast.
No one's going to go boogity, boogity, boogity?
Nobody, unless they happen to be standing next to him.
Yeah.
Yeah, yesterday was his last broadcast. And even on some of the other channels that do broadcasting, they said goodbye to him because he's a really terrific guy and a good broadcaster.
Great personality.
Yeah, he really he did a lot for NASCAR in his years with NASCAR. So.
What I liked about him is he shows that you don't have to be the most technical, savvy broadcaster. You could just be a great personality.
And he is, and we wish him all the best. Now, you know what's funny is some of that NASCAR stuff is going over to NBC.
So. Second half of the season.
Yeah. So that's he probably jumped off the first half and said, that's it, enough for me.
You know, and no offense to NBC, but I do like Fox's coverage. The first half always seems to be more exciting. Maybe that was because DW was part of the Fox broadcast and not the NBC. But we'll see. Now without him on both, which one holds up?
I think Fox usually is in their presentation is, and not talking about their political, we're just talking about sports and stuff. I think Fox is better in their presentation. It's more lively. It's more fun.
Yeah.
It's more contemporary. NBC tends to be, I don't know. I don't particularly like NBC.
I've always wondered why NASCAR always splits their season up. It used to be with ESPN. Now it's with NBC. Why not give the whole thing to Fox? Or maybe Fox doesn't want it during football season.
Yeah,
I don't know.
That's a good point. Nobody wants to run against football, that's for sure. You like Fox or you like NBC?
I would guess Fox probably be a little bit better.
Yeah, me too. Okay, the Pope. You've heard of him. Yes, Pope Francis. There has been a call by people in various parts of the world. It would be really nice if married men were allowed to become priests. And, of course, you have the traditionalists. No, no, we're not going to have any married men as priests. We can't have that. You must be celibate. You can't be married. You must be celibate. And you can see how well it's worked out in their selection of contemporary priests. Many of them seem to take a few liberties there, and it's caused a lot of problems for the church. But the Pope has made it known that he might be interested in doing what I'm going to tell you about right now. And my question is going to be, is this the slippery slope? I have an article by Jason Horowitz, New York Times. In a potentially groundbreaking move, the Catholic Church on Monday, this was last Monday, cracked open the door to ordaining married elderly men into the priesthood to meet the pastoral needs of Catholics and indigenous people in remote areas of the Amazon. So what they're saying is, no, we can't have married men here, because we got enough people already. But here, over here, we're short, so... Maybe, we can do that there. The Vatican proposal would respond to the dearth of priests in the region by ordaining viri probate, or men of proven character, as they're known in Latin. See, I took 4 years of Latin so that I could say viri probate. Huh? How, were you guys impressed?
I'm really impressed.
Did you like
Great
that?
Great job.
Yeah, I think I want to put that next to your paycheck, Tony. Tony Caligiuri, viri probate, a man of character.
Sounds like Havarte cheese.
Yeah, that's Havarte, but it's close. It's a kind of exception to the celibacy requirement that church experts say and church traditionalists worry about could be a step toward the ordination of married men to other areas of the world. And this is what they're concerned about now. The question would be, is it better to have enough people wearing the collar to service the people that are there and need it, or to stick to your guns about no married men and be short. I'm thinking the key is getting the message out, and if you can get the message out, that's fine. with what you have. But if you can't, if the message cannot be sent out and people contacted to send that message out, then I think you're doing yourself a disfavor. So I think the Pope is on the right road with this. While affirming that celibacy is a gift for the Church, the Vatican document notes that there have been requests to consider for the most remote areas of the Amazon the possibility of conferring priestly ordination on elderly men, preferably indigenous, respected, and accepted members of their community. What that means is if they were looking in Buffalo, the three of us wouldn't make it. Okay, I don't think we're quite in that league, but something to work toward. Such men could be ordained even if they ought, and this is the key, even if they already have an established and stable family. See, I think it's even more beneficial if they have an established and stable family, because then you can understand more about the parishioners and their everyday trials and things that you would not see as a single man, the raising of children, all of the things that are not covered personally by priests because they're not married. Could be covered in this. Pope Francis has said in the past that he would entertain the possibility of ordaining viri probate in remote and isolated areas that are also deprived of the sacraments. So see, I mean, look at this trade-off. So you have some viri probate, and they're doing a good job, as opposed to not having them, and isolated areas are deprived of the sacraments, which would be ultra important, I would think. But he has also made clear, here's the disclaimer, that the priesthood's broader commitment to celibacy remains intact, and it remains generally closed to married men. See, I think if you have a choice between celibacy and getting the word out, and spreading the word of the Church, I think that is more important. And I think the Pope is on the right track to try this in a limited area and see how it works. I think that you'll find that with the right people there and the right nurturing there, that this could be very beneficial. So I'm thinking that I like the idea. I want to know if you like the idea. Is this a slippery slope? 803-0930. 1-800-616-9236, star 930. Vatican opens door to limited ordination of married men as priests in remote areas. Is this a good idea? Is it a slippery slope? We'll be back after this. Now, here's the deal of the day. Zigzag across the Erie Canal. I like to zig and occasionally zag. On zip lines, you can do this. Zigzag across the Erie Canal on zip lines at speeds up to 40 miles an hour for half the price. Only on the Niagara Zipper. How about that? Kids and adults save 50% on the Niagara Zipper. It's today's deal of the day from My Buffalo Perks. Details at mybuffaloperks.com. Hey, who's up for a zipper ride? What do you think? That sounds good. All right. We're asking, is this a slippery slope? The Pope has, last Monday, has announced that they will be allowing in the area of the Amazon, which has not enough priests to take care of the flock, that they're going to allow limited ordination of married men as priests. And they can be married men. They have to be married men of character. There's a Latin term that they use in there. And you can even have, and it's allowed, a family. So you can be married with a wife and children, and because they need people, There are some people who could not receive the sacraments because the Church did not have enough outreach. I think it's a good idea. I always have. I want to know if you think it's a good idea for the Pope to do this, or is this just a slippery slope? I think Pope Francis is on the right track. 803-0930, 1-800-616-9236, and star 930. Let's go to Joanne. Joanne, you're on WBEN.
Good morning, Sandy.
Hello, Joanne. Thanks for calling. What do you think? Is this a good idea or is this a slippery slope?
I have some shocking news for you. Pope Francis has been declared a false prophet. Now, whether or not this is going to go through, it could possibly.
Where did that happen? Joanne, where did that happen?
From other
denominations. Joanne, where did that happen?
Married.
Joanne, where did that happen?
that he's a false prophet?
Yes.
It hasn't been declared because many of the priests that are now in Rome should never have been consecrated into the priesthood.
So it hasn't been done, but you're saying it's a fait accompli, that it's going to happen.
It's been discussed
it's been discussed? Okay, well, so no action has really been taken. So, okay, when they take action, call me back. Thank you very much. Okay. Isn't this fun? Huh? Isn't this fun, boys and girls? Let's go to Joe. Okay, I'll tell you what. Let's hold on to that, and we'll be back. On News Radio 930, this is WBEN. The question, is this a slippery slope with the Pope allowing limited ordination even for married men and their families as priests in remote areas? I think it's a good idea, and I'd like to know what you think. We'll be back after this.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.